welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about the January letter. Your January letter. So what is a January letter? A January letter is a letter that you write to yourself at the beginning of the year, hence the name January letter. And you write down all your goals that you want to succeed for that year, or that you want to work on for that year. And once you write down all your goals and you write down, you know, things that you want to achieve, you fold it up, put it away, and you don't read it again until the end of the year. And when you pull it out in December and you read it, you get to see everything that you accomplished or what you didn't accomplish. And basically, it's a yearly check-in with yourself and your goals and your improvement. So, I learned about the January letter actually through my husband. I'm not sure where he learned it from. We listened to so many different podcasts and everything, but he told me about it a few years back, and I started doing it. So, my first January letter, It's an exciting thing to write. So I wrote down that I wanted to write 3 books, and I wrote down a few other goals. So in December of that year, when I opened it up and I read it, I felt a sense of accomplishment. I felt a sense of pride. I felt that, okay, this is doable. I can do this. So not only does a January letter give you confidence, it actually shows your improvement and the progress that you've made within the past 12 months of your life. And that's very encouraging, because a lot of times we don't write things down and we kind of just go through life and we have goals in our mind, but we don't write it down and we're not able to go back and like check it off like it's on a to-do list. A to-do list gives you the same satisfaction of knowing that you completed something and you can actually cross it off the list and go to the next task. It's the same thing with your goals, writing down your goals in the January letter. So the very first time I did it, I accomplished 90% of it. And since then, I think it was ever since 2017 or 2018, I've been doing a January letter every year. And the good thing about the January letter is it's not something that's too far out in advance for you to plan. And it's not something like as short as a to-do list. So it's like right in the middle, and it's great for keeping you on track with where you want to be in life the following year. So how do you write the January letter? Well, basically, like I said before, it's just a letter that you write to yourself. I would say, you know, dear Golden Lady, here are the things I want to accomplish in 2020. And I will write down everything I can think of involving money, health, and wealth. Or, I'm sorry, mindset, health, and wealth. And I will write them down. And from there, after I put the letter away, you do need a visual reminder, because if you don't have a visual reminder of where you're going, you'll forget. Just kind of like a map, you know, back in the old days, as some people would call it, we didn't have GPS. We had a map, and we carried this big block of paper around with us when we went traveling. And sometimes the route was direct, you know, just go straight up the highway and you'll start seeing signs. Or a lot of times it's just like with GPS. You don't just read the instructions and then you remember it, unless it's like 2 or 3 turns and that's it. But you have to have something there to remind you where to go. So once I'm done with my January letter and I tuck it away for the year, I make a list of the same goals, but I break it down into how I want to achieve them. So let's say, for instance, my first January letter was I wanted to write 3 books. within 1 year, and I did accomplish that goal. I would write down, okay, well, first let's start with one book. In 90 days, I want to write one book. Okay, so that became what I would write down. Then I would break down, well, what am I going to do once a month for 3 months, which is 90 days, excuse me, in order to write that book. And I broke it down to, like, you know, maybe it'll take me 2 weeks to write a first draft. And then I would go through this process of self-publishing the book. Or if I needed help, I might purchase a course on how to self-publish your book. And it would be somewhere where I could see it, so that I could keep my focus for the 90 days. And of course, over the course of a year, you know, every 90 days turns into an accomplished project. So you have to break it down and keep a list in front of you, not the exact January letter in front of you, because that's a long view of what you want to achieve. You want to kind of break it down, and it does involve some thought, but you want to break it down into small, achievable tasks that you can do every day that will carry you to your achievement at the end of the year. And I must say, it does work. I wish everybody knew how to do this. I wish we could start teaching kids how to do these things so that you can keep up with your progress and your accomplishments. Because when you see it, and you're able to mark off something, it's not like a to-do list, like, oh, I have to wash dishes today, I have to mop the floor. This is like something that you do for yourself, and nobody had to tell you to do it. This is personal development. This is growing. This is your life growing, and you're seeing the progress that you're making. So it comes with a level of confidence, and it also gives you courage to know that, hey, I can do these big things. It doesn't sound as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it seems. I mean, if somebody were to write, you know, I want to write a book, most people would get intimidated at that thought, and they would never start, or maybe they would start and they would stop because they don't know what direction to go to next. But when you write it down, it stays in front of you. So you have to break it down and write it down into smaller, more accomplishable task, if that's not a word, I just made it one, accomplishable task, and you can check it off on your to-do list of life. And it works, and I love it. I do it with my family every year in December, right after Christmas, but before New Year's, we have what we call in my household the Success Conference, the Family Success Conference. And everybody in the household, we go somewhere, whether it be to a lake or a park, or sometimes maybe in the house, but somewhere where we can think, and everybody writes down what they want to accomplish for the next year. And we do our January letter, and we say, you know, we help each other with our ideas and how we could get things going. And it's great. It's a great way to keep the family connected on a deeper level. So, no, it's not like, you know, everybody goes to school and work and then you come home and you eat and you watch TV and you play, or, you know, you just zone out on the couch and then you go to sleep and you wake back and do that again. No, that's not where our life is like. Take control of your family. I'm not saying you have to do the Success Conference like we do every year, but do something outside of the norm. Do something that will help your family grow. And when we do our Success Conference, it's great. I wish I would have started when my kids were younger, but this is something that just came from me. This is our third year, and it's been great. My kids love it. It helps keep me and my husband on track. When we come to the dinner table, it's not just about, well, how was your day? It's kind of like, so how far have you gotten with, you know, your goals this week? and we have something else to talk about. And especially when you're talking about it with the kids, you know, kids love making improvement. They love to see things come to life. And that's what we help each other with. So we all know we have goals. We're not just walking around the house lifeless and, you know, zombies to the television or just all kinds of distractions. We have a purpose. We have a collective purpose because we all want to get better. So, but it all starts with the January letter. So if you could write yourself a January letter and break it down for the year, and yes, things are not going to go well just because you wrote it down, but you're going to have to figure out how to get around those obstacles. So it's not going to be perfect. And I've had, you know, January letters where I didn't achieve everything on the list, but it doesn't make me feel bad. It doesn't feel insulting because you achieve things on the list. And the thing is, even the things that you didn't achieve, you know that you're closer to achieving than 1 year ago. So today I encourage you, you know, today is the first day of December. Go ahead and write or think about what you want to accomplish during the next year. Write yourself a January letter. And once you write it, tuck it away in a safe place and set a reminder on your phone to go back and read it next December. And then you can look on there, and I don't want you to forget, you know, you tuck it away and then you just forget about it. So set a reminder or an alarm on your phone for the next December so that you can set a reminder to go back, pick it up and read it. And then you can see how much you've accomplished and how much better your life is getting. So write your January letters, get your goals in order. And when you get your goals in order, you get your life in order. So go ahead. And this is the month, you know, you don't have to do it in 1 day or 1 hour, you know. You can give yourself time to think about it and do it over days, or, you know, think about it and write it down, or anything, however you want to do it. But do it by January or in January and tuck that letter away somewhere and get started working on improving your life. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.